Can I steal you for
Can
a minute?
Can I steal you for a minute?
Can I steal you for a minute?
Hi, everyone. This is Can I Steal You for a Minute? The Reality Dating Recap Podcast. My name is Indra Raj.
And I'm Mary Bianco.
And it's time for us to do some Bachelor Nation couple check-ins, updates, just chatting about Bachelor Nation because it's pretty huge at this point.
It's pretty massive, and I feel like we just had a couple enter the Hall of Fame, so we can look back at the others that are still with us.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay. And in addition to like talking about couples, there's just like some personalities that I'm curious about, like what's going on with them, or I was looking at their, it's like you can just follow everyone on social media these days, but I feel like it's hard to keep track of everyone, and like there's people you forget, and then it's like, oh my God.
There's just so many. Like I was saying to Indra that there's 25 couples basically that have come out of this that are still together. And for 30 years, that's not a lot, but that's 50 people to keep track of. So that's, and then yeah. They all have children. And like, I think 90% of them do social media as their job. So it's, they're out there. They're all their information is still with us.
Yeah. Isn't it? I think it's funny how like all of these people have been on these shows. When you go to their Insta profiles, like their profession is blogger. Yeah. And I'm like, who is actually still blogging? Like literally no one is blogging. Like that's such a like 90s, early aughts word.
Yeah.
Or even like 2010, like there were blogs, but like people don't blog anymore. Like who blogs?
I have no idea. Like sometimes it'll say like lifestyle blogger as their title. And I'm like, I just feel like you mean influencer.
You're an influencer.
Yeah. That's what we
yeah,
are
it's
now.
Like just say what it is. Like like you're not like writing long form pieces about like your, I don't know, like no one's blogging. Like show me your blog.
And for most of these people, thank God they're not blogging, because like yeah. Imagine reading their extended thoughts on anything. It would just be difficult.
It would be terrible, I think. Okay, so thank you, Mary. You did all the work in looking into all of these couples. So where should we start?
So I think the longest running couple we have is Trista and Ryan Sutter. They've been together for 20 years. That is like...
And Trista was the first bachelorette, right?
The first bachelorette. And as all of us know, The Bachelor was on for like 15 seasons, I think, before The Bachelorette even got a shot. So the fact that the longest running couple comes from The Bachelorette, I think is just a credit to women and their intuition and men following their dick in a lot of this franchise.
Yeah, because in those first 15 seasons of The Bachelor, did we have any lasting relationships? Oh my God. Did you watch the like archives Bachelor thing that they did during the pandemic? Did you see any of that?
I watched a few of them, but some of them, it felt like the footage was grainy and like difficult to watch.
Yeah. Well, like the first Bachelor was like the suit he was wearing.
It's like, just like he's swimming in shoulder pads.
It was like he was wearing a like fancy paper bag, basically. And he looked so bad in it. And it was just like, that was the part that was the most like kind of interesting to me, was it's like this time capsule of TV, and like it just reminds you like how far technology has come almost.
And I also think like attractiveness of people, because the first Bachelor is like nothing to really write home about in terms of like attractive men. And people always say this about Sex and the City, where they'll be like, oh my God, this guy is so hot. And it's like the most mid-looking man you've ever seen in your entire life. And I'm like, are people just getting better looking, or a taste changing that much? I mean, The Bachelor, they've definitely gotten better looking every single season. Like they just keep finding these people.
Well, I feel like the standard, especially in the Sex and the City days, and this is like circa the same time, like the beginnings of The Bachelor, was like tall white man in a suit with a full head of hair, and it's probably like brown. Like I feel like it was always like the tall, dark, handsome thing. Like think about like Big from Sex and the City. Like I never found him attractive ever. Not once.
He never did it for me. You know who's doing it for me on this rewatch is Steve. Like, I feel like Steve underrated hottie of the show. But, like, sometimes they'll be dating somebody and they'll be like, this guy is gorgeous. And his forehead is, like, 12 inches high and his teeth are gray. And I'm like, all those things are fine. But it's just funny to think about, like, that just would never pass. Like, it would never be. And I miss it.
Yeah. It's like the Clark Kent thing, I think, a little bit. Which is just like, it's so blah and vanilla. Like, I don't know. Like, can we do better, everyone? I think we can.
I think we can.
And I think we have. And I think we're, you know, luckily, I don't think that we've regressed in that area.
I hope not.
Though I do feel like there is work to be done. But in any case, Trista and Ryan, like, Ryan is like,
Ryan
not
is hot.
Cute.
Oh, I thought he was hot.
That was so funny. Oh my God. Like, oh, Ryan is kind of greasy looking to me. Do you know what I mean?
I could see that.
Maybe I need to see. I'm going to Google him right now.
Maybe it's that thing where he still has a full head of hair. And maybe that's what's getting me.
Okay. He is kind of hot, actually. Wait, I take it back.
He's hotter now, I think.
He's a little greasy, though. I stand by my greasy thing.
She's just still such a stunner.
Yeah, like, you know who she reminds me of?
Hmm.
Camilla from Love Island.
You're so right. She looks just
Doesn't
like
she
her.
Even kind of. Yeah, they look similar. I just feel like they're probably the same vibe.
Yeah, they're just both very quietly powerful. Like, they're like not gonna make a fuss, but they're just gonna let you know, like, you can go fuck yourself kindly.
So Ryan looks good in his glasses. And I think he actually looks better now than he did back in the day.
Yeah, he's 51 years old now.
Ooh. And wait, okay, so they have kids.
They have two kids.
And are they in college?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at these pictures of the kids and I think they're in high school.
Okay, which is wild.
Yeah, their daughter, Blakesley, is 14 and their son, Maxwell, is 15.
All right. These two are going to have Blakesley or what's the daughter's name?
Oh, Blakesley is the girl.
Oh, okay. Maxwell,
yeah.
One of them is going to be in Bachelor Nation.
You're probably right. I think we have probably have 6 years from Maxwell appearing on a season at 21 years old.
Yeah. I mean, they can't not take advantage of the kin of one of the only of the most original success from the franchise.
They have to.
Unless Trista and Ryan want to keep their kids out of the spotlight, which I could totally see them doing because they seem like actually good people.
Yeah, they seem more private because I think they did come on it. Now I think they are influencers, but they did come on it. Actually, before. He might not be. He might have like a sales job because I remember they were doing those like reunion check-ins and he was like traveling during COVID. So he had to isolate from the family. So I think he has like a separate sales job, but she does influencing. So I think, I mean, it'll depend. They're pre-social media, so I don't know how they'll decide to go about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the opportunity is there, let's say. I mean, I guess we should say once the kids are 18 or even now, like they have their own agency. I guess if they wanted to do it, they could do it themselves. The parents wouldn't necessarily be able to say yes or no.
ABC would just be dying for that hometown. Like they would just be like going nuts for it.
I mean, I would want to see that hometown.
Well, Maxwell, we're rooting for you and Blakesley to just be single.
Yeah, don't get too serious with anyone so you can be. Don't be one of those scandals where you come on the show with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Like, okay, so they're the originals. Mm-hmm. Who else is kind of in the early years?
Jason and Molly Mesnick. So there's now Mesnick has a verb in Bachelor Nation where if you change your mind in the last minute, you're pulling a Mesnick.
Okay.
So
we talked about him last episode.
Yeah, because we thought Joey may have done that, but it just turns out Reality Steve was just flat wrong and couldn't get a read on anything.
I hate Reality Steve. I hate him. I know I've said that before. I just have to say it again.
He's disgusting. I do not like him. His interviewing style is predatory and everyone stop reading his spoilers because he's wrong like half the time.
And he's so like, I've heard a couple interviews like where people interviewed him and he is so unlikable.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this man, the way he got famous basically was by blogging.
Yeah.
Blogging back in like the 2010s, like when no one was doing it. And he just had the right idea at the right time.
Yeah.
But it's like when you think about how many other people are now talking about Bachelor Nation with podcasts or like fun Instagram pages or whatever, it's like, do we even need this man anymore? Like, he's just annoying and he gives us false information.
Yeah, I feel like with TikTok, they can now figure out, because I went back and looked at how people figured out it was Kelsey, and it was like she was posting Instagrams of herself at the safe house that they always use, and people figured it out from that. So I just think with TikTok, there's enough sleuths that if people really want to know who won, they can figure it out. And we don't really need him anymore. And it'd be nice to say goodbye to him.
Yes, it would be really nice. I was hoping he had a kind of a fall from grace during the pandemic because of some, what was some, he made some like weird accusations about like Jordan Kimball, I want to say.
I think it was Jenna Cooper who Jordan got engaged to.
Oh, yes.
He called her like basically an escort.
Yes.
And he let someone come on his podcast and just make up fake things about her and didn't vet them at all and just like kind of went out of his way to like ruin her life for some reason. And I think after that, he fell off a little bit. But I don't know. I don't know anyone who likes him, but his spoilers get around. So clearly people check it out still.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, he's become like a source. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say a trusted source, but he's like the one that people think of, you know. It's like they're like, oh, I want to know who it is, and they're like, oh, Reality Steve will have something. And of course he does. Like,
rude
people, you can do better. You can,
I think so.
Do better. I'm shaking my finger at the camera. Okay, I'm glad that they're still together. They have
Me
kids
too.
And stuff too, right?
They have one kid, and Jason was the first single parent.
Oh, yeah.
To be the lead. So he has a son, Jason, and then they have a daughter, Riley, together.
Cute.
I think Riley's like 6 or 7, and I don't know how old Jason is, because I think he was like 6 or 7 when Jason was on the show.
Yeah, interesting. Another potential. So what are Jason and Molly doing now? Are they influencing or?
I don't know. I think they're like kind of like local Seattle celebrities. Like my friend Courtney's from there. And I remember her being like, people kind of know them around town.
Yeah.
He gives me like car salesman vibes.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm making it up that she was like a weather girl or something. So I think like.
Yeah. He.
I think they might still do that.
He reminds me of a politician.
Is it Pete Buttigieg? Because he does kind of look like him.
It's not Pete Buttigieg. It's a Republican.
Oh.
And I can't exactly put my finger on it.
Is it Paul Ryan?
Maybe. Wow, I forgot about Paul Ryan.
Me too. Fall
Isn't it weird
gray.
How the mind works? Anyway. Well, I mean, what we really need to know is what's going on with the woman he abandoned. Who was it?
Oh, with Melissa Rycroft. I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, she...
She's married.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that... One of the things they showed in The Bachelor, like, going through the years thing was that epic... After the final rose, where it wasn't even in front of an audience. It was like in a private room on a couch or something where he like rejected.
Yeah. It was not quite the like pomp and circumstance that Becca and Ari got. And
yeah.
Oh my God, me and Melissa have the same birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh my.
Yeah, I think like, I don't know what ended up happening. She ended up going on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. Well, that's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, so then after she reunited with a former boyfriend, and then they got married, and they have 3 kids.
Oh, okay. So
she's
it all
fine.
Worked out the way it should have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing, is like Ari and Lauren, like living the Hawaii dream, you know? Those two were, and you could just see that he loved Lauren the most. It was just so clear.
Yeah, it was just a weird proposal because it was like he's picking Becca all of a sudden, and you get like wrapped up in the classic Bachelor, and obviously Ari and Lauren are on this list too, they're still together, but
yeah,
it was like you get wrapped up in this Becca thing and Lauren, I don't know if she's actually boring or her edit was just supremely boring. So you're kind of like, yeah, maybe they didn't talk about anything, but they got engaged after the final rose, which I remember feeling so gross. Because
they did?
Yeah. So I remember they show the dumping of Becca.
Which was those scenes of them following her around that like apartment or whatever she was saying in are seared into my brain.
It's brutal that she's at the safe house and they're just like and that house was like four hallways. It was like four rooms connected by one hallway. And so every
and she
room
was just
she
running
went in,
around trying to get away from the cameras.
She was just like running away and I just felt so bad for her. And then they show up at after the final rose and Lauren is like, you know, I know he wants to take his time proposing, but like, when they show them reuniting, she says like, I appreciate that you're sorry, but like, don't be sorry too long. Like, you don't have to wait that long to propose to me. And I was really mad at her for that.
Yeah.
And then they got engaged on after the final rose and, you know, they're together. They have three kids. The kids are cute. They split their time between Arizona and Hawaii and like I think they're house flippers and
yeah, and Ari was coming into this with a big chunk of change anyway. Yeah. That's one thing about Ari that we knew. One, he was a race car driver.
Yeah.
Two, he's rich.
Yeah, he's real rich and he stays rich, and that was his downfall in the traders was that he didn't need the money and that's how they could fuck him over. But I mean, they're boring, but they're cute. They can have, you know, they seem simple-minded in the same way, which I think is the key to success for a lot of Bachelor Nation couples.
Right. Lauren is a momfluencer, and I know that because, not because I follow her, but because the algorithm knows that I'm a young mom too and has put her content in front of me. And it's just like, it's interesting because it's just like all the rest of the momfluencers, except she, like, it's just like, oh, okay, so I guess you get a certain number of followers and then you're just like, I need to do something with this to like, I need to create some sort of content to keep people here and to like make money and get brand deals and stuff. And so she's gone full mom.
Oh, I think that's like the whole brand now, which like, I mean, I guess good for them. But now Ari's still a real estate agent. So I'm kind of like,
oh, really?
I think so. At least last I like they used to do these like YouTube videos. And I remember watching a couple. And as of that time, he was still doing it.
Ugh, talk about greasy. Ari's a greasy man.
I remember they all called him Pillow Lips. And I just remember his hands just like being so like creepy and tapered and weird.
Oh,
like,
I don't remember that, but I don't ever want to see that. Like, that scares me just thinking about it.
Oh my god.
Ew. I just remember his lips always looked like they had like five layers of Vaseline on them. I was like, why are your lips always so like hydrated? Like
he
overhydrated.
He was just ready to kiss at all times. Like his top three, including Kendall Long, is crazy. Like, and
wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she went to fantasy suites with him, which is just like looking back, just so crazy for her.
Bananas.
Yeah, I just remember feeling like, how did she end up here? And like, does she also kind of feel weird that she's still here?
I don't, yeah, I'm sure she did. I also like, so Kendall, then we know, gets with grocery store Joe on Paradise. Then they break up and she has a twin sister, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Their names are actually Kendall and Kylie, but they're the OG Kendall and Kylie.
Oh my God. Okay. I love that. Is she in a relationship with anyone? Do we know?
Yeah. She's engaged and she moved to Germany with her fiance.
Oh.
So she's living abroad now. And like Joe and Serena are engaged, which is are married, and they're just being cute. There's not much to report on them from them.
Yeah, they were just, I think getting to see Joe and Serena fall in love with each other, like actually it all happened, like I feel like the most interesting stuff happened in like the first two episodes of that season, when you just saw Joe be like, oh yeah, I'm obsessed with this person. And then it was like just smooth sailing from there. But like, yeah, they I looked at their social media a few times and like they seem very happy with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem really cute. So they're a paradise. I mean, most of these couples on this list, I think, are paradise success stories. So
yeah,
they're yet another one of them that just like the producers kept trying to throw stuff at them. Like they brought Kendall back, but it just didn't matter. Like they were just it for each other.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that was hard for them because Joe and Kendall really were like in love and together too. But yeah, Joe had really like cut it off. Like, I think he was done.
Yeah, they lived together and he wanted to move back to Chicago. She didn't want to leave California. So they broke up and then him and Serena get engaged and he moves to New York. So I think it's just like a kind of like you'll do anything for the right person kind of thing. And she moved to Germany. So like everyone, they kind of changed their minds.
Germany seems right for Kendall, like with a pretzel and a beer.
Yeah, like a big sausage. Like, I think that all fits.
Hopefully she's still getting to do some of her taxidermy work.
I hope so. Okay, we have the OG for the men. Sean Lowe and Catherine.
Is he really the first?
He's not the first, but he's the longest bachelor relationship by kind of a lot. By a lot.
Okay. Besides, well, Jason maybe doesn't count.
Yeah. I think for ending up with your first choice,
your pick, yeah,
not pulling anything weird. I mean, not that it's weird, it all worked out, but ending up with your pick, it's Sean. And then the next, again, without switching it up or anything, the next bachelor couple that's together from that point is Matt and Rachel.
Wow. Okay. So let's go back to Sean and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was probably like the third or fourth season I watched. And we're sort of on similar timelines.
Yeah, I watched his too. I forgot he was a quarterback.
What?
That's what the article said today. He was a quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Sean Lowe?
Was that a lie?
No, that is not true.
Hold on.
That is not. Maybe there's another Sean Lowe who's a quarterback. But
let's see.
K-State played ball at Kansas State. So he did play football.
He played in college, yeah.
Okay, but he was not a Denver Broncos.
Where did they get that from?
I don't know. That's not right.
Anyway, he was a reborn virgin.
That would have
been
a big fucking deal if he had been a Denver Broncos.
That would have been nuts. I don't know why that article had that.
Yeah, that's fake news, everyone. Don't believe everything you hear on the internet.
Rude. Well, I just outed myself, so.
Very rude. So Sean was on Emily Maynard's season.
Yeah.
And he was like fourth, I think.
Yeah. And he was a born again virgin.
Yes.
And I feel like as good of a bachelor he was, we kind of have him to blame for this Christian obsession on this show. Because he did such a good job as a bachelor and he was such a successful bachelor and is still with her now that I feel like they are just chasing that forever.
Yes, I think that's true. And I think it was interesting, like today in preparation for our show, I was like scanning through our Instagram for the podcast because we follow like all the Bachelor Nation people and whatever. So I was just like going through stories and just like seeing stuff. And yesterday was Easter.
Yep.
So that's a big one.
Very big one. Very big one.
And it was interesting seeing like who was saying what and like, I didn't see Sean Lowe's page, but like Maddie Prue's posts.
I didn't even go there. Listen, I celebrated Easter. I'm not even going there. That's like, it's scary town. Like this bitch talked about the rapture on a not Easter day. So I feel like I can't imagine what she talked about yesterday.
I mean, there was one story that she posted that was, there were so many mentions of Jesus and the Lord and like, and King, that I was like, I can't even read this. Like,
let me see if I can find one. Oh, God.
It was a lot. And then the person who I think was maybe second after her, which kind of corroborates what you were just saying, is Hannah Brown.
That's fair. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, well, she didn't make any grid post about Easter, which is kind of crazy.
No, but it's all like her stories are wild.
Oh, man. It's just
she started a podcast about being one with the Lord, I think, what's it called? It's called like Strictly something. I don't know. Yeah. But she, I mean, we're talking about like how
stay true.
Yeah. Like the different types of influencing that these people get into. And she is like a full on evangelist, like,
oh, yeah,
religious influencer, like spreading the gospel.
She said, I have prayed about starting this podcast for 3 years. It's like, why didn't you just start it? Like, you're literally rich and an influencer. You know what I mean?
Like, why did it take you 3 years, girl?
Like, I get praying for it to be successful or people will listen because that's out of your control. Like, praying about starting a podcast, like, Indra literally texted me and she got it online in a week. Like,
I'm going to guess that Maddie doesn't have the skills I have.
She definitely doesn't, but she has money that we don't.
So she can hire the people, which she certainly has done. I mean, so she's living with this guy, Grant, who's also a bajillionaire, right? Like he's like the heir to some big company.
Yeah. He's another sleep paralysis demon. Like there's something so not present behind those eyes. It's like alarming. Like there's something like I don't know. Like something absent there, and I don't want to make any accusation, but I know he's seen a horrendous crime and walked away. You know what I mean? Like I could just tell.
So you're saying he might have like serial killer vibes, or yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Like, because I think we know from watching all these cult documentaries and also just like the true crime stuff that's out there is like, this is not true in all religious communities, but in some people, especially men, will take their power and use it for like really crazy, scary stuff. Like that one. Who's that guy who like started all the colleges?
Oh.
Like that guy in Florida, he owned hotels.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is it the Liberty? What is his name?
The Liberty.
There was a whole like Amazon documentary about him, which I
can't remember his name. But yeah, I just get this like, I think it is weird to profit off of religion. And I think like, obviously, a lot of people do that and weaponize it in different ways. But again, I'm Catholic and we're very much like, shh, keep it to yourself. Like, whatever you do, just keep it to yourself. And this is just like, so seeing people who are so out there and like forcing it on other people just makes me so uncomfortable. And like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. It feels yucky. And like making money off of it just feels like something you shouldn't be allowed to do. Especially because it's just like these.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's just like these platitudes. Like it's nothing real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of, I think, what I was picking up from Maddie's posts is like, it's just like a bunch of like words that you are spewing out that you've been told. Like, I just wonder like how much deep thought she's put into her religious experience. And like, I just don't really believe that there is a lot going on. I feel like for her it's like about spreading the gospel and trying to get people on this side that she's just so like, this is it, this is what life is, and I'm right and everyone come with me. It's like, it feels like it's a very much a like power thing with her.
Yeah, it's like I know the way, and if you don't follow me then you're screwed. Like it's Trump selling a Bible. Like it's not, and there's nothing real happening here. And like she had this video go viral on TikTok and everyone was stitching it where it was like, only Jesus can satisfy. He's the only way. And someone will just be like eating Taco Bell and they'll be like, have you tried one of these? And that's just kind of how I feel about her. Like,
that is so funny. I love that, like, for every person that's totally in it with Maddie Prue, there's like three others who are like showing why Taco Bell is better than religion.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, believe what you want to believe, but these TED Talks and this like mega church vibe, I'm just like,
yes.
If you can't see through the lack of authenticity in it, then it is like a cult where it's like you are very lost, you know, and you're looking for something to cling on to, and it's giving you this like very easy quote to grab onto, and that's just like not a real experience. Like nothing is like a miracle, you know. miracle drug or whatever you're looking for. Like, you have to still be a real person.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I mean, it does feel like, you know, I don't know, this is just my belief, but any spiritual experience, whether it's religious or otherwise, you know, I think you can have spiritual experiences mm-hmm. in all sorts of ways. Like, you know, I would say a large part of it should be pretty personal.
Yeah.
You know, not that you shouldn't be able to share that feeling with others or whatever, but it's just like you're saying, like these mega church things, like there's this group of like TikTok people, which actually I haven't seen them on my feed in a while. I wonder if they like got in a fight and broke up, but it's like, it was one of those houses where like a bunch of like 20-year-olds live together.
A religious
and,
one?
Like, wait, what?
A religious one?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Except they shrouded it with like these really good looking people. So like there was this guy who like had this like hat thing that he did where he like flipped his hat a certain way and it like went viral and he was like very cute. And like, you know, I think they got a lot of followers because he was like so cute. And then his best friend was also really cute. And then his best friend's sister was like, there was a weird love triangle, like not love triangle, but like the best friend and this guy's sister were like interested in each other. And it was like, will they, won't they? They like created a whole storyline out of it. But like, if you watched enough of their content, which I'm embarrassed to say I did, because I was like, what is happening here? Like, it was all there were every once in a while, they'd throw in a video that was just about God. And it was like, it was like from their big mega church concert that they were all at.
Yeah.
And they all lived together in this like bland looking house with like a million Ethernet cables everywhere because they're all just like YouTube influencers. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, the image of the cables is like the scariest part where it's
I was literally a line of outlets like behind the couch, a blank white wall with nothing on it, like in this huge ass influencer house, like whatever. So actually, I wonder, I haven't seen their content in a while. I need to check.
Maybe they got evicted or something just for having like too much, I don't know, too many satellites going in the house. I just feel like anybody trying to monetize religion like is wholly missing the entire point. And right. I just will always get the ick from you. Like, I'm never gonna watch one of Maddie Pruitt's videos and be like, wow, I'm so glad her and her husband met each other before the rapture that is definitely soon. Like, right. And I'm like, and also, what are you doing? Like, you're like, oh, wow, me and my husband are going to leave you guys the fuck behind when the rapture happens. It's like, yeah, that's not like something you should be doing like a cutesy dance to if you really think that that's happening.
It's so weird.
Like, do you know what a rapture is, Maddie? Like, we get lifted from the world and the world is over. And you're like,
yeah.
We met each other first. It's like, shut up, you moron. Oh, my God.
That is actually, when you really think about it, like, terrifying and creepy.
So dystopian. It's like, and they don't even get it.
So that's a difference, I think, between the Easter posts I saw from Maddie versus Hannah. I feel like Hannah is just like,
Hannah
this
loves
is my king and I'm celebrating him.
You know, I fucked in a windmill and Jesus still loves me. Like, that's
right,
where
right,
she is.
Right, right.
And Maddie's like, I am the most pure and sanctified servant this world's ever fucking seen. And it's like,
oh my God. I don't know if I've disliked a Bachelor Nation person more than Maddie Prue, actually, like, ever.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Chad.
Yeah, who's in my Traitors cast.
So He's in mine too. Oh my God.
And it's like he is a monster, like an actual monster, but there's something like more nefarious about cloaking it in something else. Like
yes.
Chad is a bad person and he is that person. He's never tried to be like, I'm a good guy.
Right.
Her cutie pie couldn't hurt a fly thing, and then what she puts out there is scarier to me.
I just can't stop thinking about what you said last week about, was it Ethan's brother who
his
says
his cousin,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, who is like, Maddie Pruitt is like perfect to me. I'm like, this is why I never felt attractive growing up. It's because that is perfection. Like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding
me? I know.
Me?
I mean, same. Like, I, you know, I'm not going to ever be a stick thin, puritanical person. You know, it's like, And if that's what perfect is, then...
I know I've talked about this podcast before, a date card pod, and their account is like amazing.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I don't know the name of the person who runs it, but she was posting all this stuff about how Maddie Pruitt's like tanner, like the tan lotion or whatever that she was using was like so intense. It was almost blackface.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually wild to show that, like the things that she showed, like the amount of tanner she was using. I was like, this is like, if you had seen that content and you continued to think anything like good about her or think she was attractive, I would wonder.
I mean, the lashes on the season were like enough to do it for me, the spider lashes. And
I just, I'm almost like, I feel like Peter was, I don't know what to say about that whole situation, but.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
So we have Desiree Hartstock and Chris Siegfeld. So they got married in 2015. They have two kids. I don't think I watched Desiree's season, actually.
Okay. Are you gonna watch it or can I talk about it?
You can talk about it.
Okay. What was the name of, I think his name was Blake. I'm gonna use that name. I might be wrong. Apologies, everyone, if you're like screaming at your phone being like, it's this. It's not that, but I'm just gonna use that. It was like Brock or something like that. She was fully in love with someone else that entire season.
Oh, I read this online because I was looking up, like,
and he came to Paradise one year for a hot minute. What was his name?
I was looking up like their story because I didn't know it, and the way that it was written was like exactly that. It was like, after this guy left, she decided that she actually does love Chris. And it's like, they are still married, so it worked out, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at this headline from today.com. Bachelorette Desiree. Chris was never a second choice. Brooks. His name was Brooks.
Brooks. That's enough.
Okay, I was close. He was very cute, and I actually really liked him. I understood why she liked him so much. But I remember, like, Chris sat her down for one of those interviews, like, you know, halfway through the season. And she used this analogy of, like, you know, with these three people, I'm walking in terms, like, for how in love she was. And she was like, and with Brooks, I'm running. And it was, like, pretty early on. Like, I think this was pre-hometowns that she said that. And she was, like, fully going to choose him. It was very clear. And then in the... I don't know if he got to number two or number three. I think he was like in the...
It looks like the runner up was a guy named Drew.
Yeah. So it was like the final three and Brooks sent himself home. And she, like, the devastation that she like displayed, I was like, she's like, there's no way this is going to... She can't get engaged to someone.
I just found a picture of them and she is like... She's sobbing in this photo.
Yeah, she was beside herself. It was just like, I feel so bad for the person who she gets engaged to if she gets engaged. And so then she gets engaged and I'm like, how the hell is Chris gonna watch this back and be okay with this shit?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they're still together. And that's really awesome. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I mean, they have two kids. They've been married for almost 10 years. Like, that's a success story. But it's like funny because every time you Google her,
yeah,
that comes up about it. And it's like, that would be so hard if it just, because even that, like, with Rachel and Brian, eventually the Peter thing stopped following them, like when you Googled them at first. But with them, it has not stopped. Like, it still is what's written about her first.
I know. And you know what? I think she's kind of just like pulled herself out of the franchise.
Yeah.
In a way that is probably just best for her and her family. And, you know, I haven't looked at her social media. I'm going to look now. But it seems like she's just kind of quieter than some others.
I think she still does bridal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think she's still doing bridal stuff, which is good for her, because that's like a very, I mean, that's a good job. And it's influencer adjacent, but not 100% influencer.
You know, in her story, I always really appreciated. So she was she was on Sean's season, and I think she got to like hometowns. Yeah, she definitely did because her brother was like wild on hometowns. I remember that.
I love that.
But she's someone who like came from like a pretty like poor background, I think. And she was really open about that. And like, you know, in a way that we just hadn't really seen since before that time. And I don't think we've seen a lot of that since then, honestly. Yeah. I don't feel like we hear stories about that where people like come from hard socioeconomic circumstances. And so I thought it was cool that they made her bachelorette. And I actually really enjoyed that season, partly because of the like huge twist at the end. Yeah. I mean, it was
maybe
wild.
I will watch it.
Yeah, I remember like being like, I think my mouth was like open watching.
You're like, oh my god! There's no internet chatter, so you have no idea what's coming. You're just like right. following along.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm glad that they're still together.
Me too.
Sometimes I think about. She reminds me of Jade, too, who I get them confused because Jade, they look similar to me somehow. And Jade was like into like natural beauty products, I feel like.
Yeah. And I think Jade also came from like a similar socioeconomic background, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And she did like Playboy for that
right,
reason. Yeah.
Right. And they like weaponized that against her. And she just like, is she with someone?
Yeah, her and Tanner from Caitlyn's season are still together.
Oh, and she's the one who had like her
the baby
child.
In the closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
So they have three.
I'm getting Jade and Desiree confused again.
They yes. have three kids together themselves. So they're actually the first Bachelor in Paradise wedding. So they got married and they met in 2015. They got married in 2016, and they have three kids: Emerson, Brooks, and Reed. And Reed was born in a closet.
In a closet. And she talked about it on After the Final Rose. I feel like Tanner was so obsessed with Jade. Like,
yeah.
It was a situation where he was like, I cannot believe this incredibly beautiful person likes me at all. And I will do anything for her. And I feel like that's probably what their relationship still is.
It was such a cute season because it was just like a real love story going on between them. And they just don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
They really don't.
I think they can get back to it, but yeah.
They can try.
I think there was maybe something like about that period of Bachelor in Paradise where people were not full on going on the show for influencing yet.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the people were like maybe seemed a little more mature to me. Like if I think about this past season, everyone struck me as very immature on the season.
Yeah. They were like babies on this one.
Yeah. And if you look at like the season before that had like so many success stories, like Joe and Serena, Kenny and Mari. There was at least one more, maybe not. But even those two, like Joe and Kenny were like close to 40.
Yeah.
And they're like, we actually do want to get married. And like, we want to meet someone and get married.
Yeah.
And like, they did that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of paradise couples, and then there's like a steep drop off. And
yeah.
And I do think it's that. I feel like also it was before social media in the way that they couldn't just contact each other. And I think that the DMing is really fucking with the show. I think it's like everybody is talking before they get there.
Right.
And there's so much unspoken tension already instead of it being a fresh start that like it's not as authentic as it used to be. Because as we saw with Kylie and Avon, like he thought she was hot. So he just started DMing her fire emojis. And she conserved her time until he could get to the beach and be with her. And then like Piper and Brandon, like same thing, they fully dated but wanted to go on the show anyway. And so it just created this like weird, not really addressing the elephant in the room, is that all of these people have stalked each other vigorously online and then picked who they want to go for.
I mean, they sort of copped to that with Kylie. I feel like this season it was like she was fully obsessed with Aiden.
Yeah.
But it was unclear if they had talked to each other before, and I feel like they had, honestly.
I think that they had too. I think like I don't know, people kept like talking about like unfinished business, and it just felt like it just felt like there was so much unspoken that had happened off camera.
Yeah.
That it was frustrating to watch.
Yeah, it was like we never actually saw them like fall in, like what I was saying with Joe and Serena, we like saw them fall in love on the beach. Like there was with Kylie and Avon, it was like, oh, we missed all the good stuff and now they're just like in cruise control and like it's not interesting. Like they barely showed them during the season because there was nothing to show.
They barely talked. It was like they were like an 80-year-old married couple already because they'd been through the DMs. So I just feel like they can't undo what social media does to Paradise. They have to figure out a way around it because I mean, we saw this a little bit too with Love Island All Stars, where it was like there was so much that happened with the couples previously that the payoff isn't as satisfying anymore.
Yeah. And I will say that Love Island All Stars just let the people like put it all out there. And it was almost like we're expecting you to come into this season knowing that these people have been talking. You know, like that there is stuff going on and we're like now dropping them all together in this villa to see what happens.
Yeah, this one is just kind of like trying to ignore that that ever happens. Still, and I think that they have to. Yeah, they have to move on.
Wait, are Brendan and Piper still together?
I don't think so.
I think they broke up, yeah.
I think they broke up too, and like they were honestly terrible as a couple.
I kind of loved them. Oh, I know that's really wrong of me to say.
I hated it. I just felt bad for Natasha and the whole situation, and I just couldn't get on board because a big pet peeve of mine is when stupid people think they're smarter than everybody else. And these two thought they had like concocted the perfect plan. And it's like, when you get caught, just own up to it because like you're not smarter than everybody else. And just be like, yeah, sorry, we thought we could get away with this. Sorry, we couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were assholes about it for sure. I was like, I think they're like a cute couple. I think, I don't know, I just feel like they're so beautiful.
I mean, you did have a weak spot for him, so I feel like that's where it's
He is, like, definitely hot, and, like, and she's also hot. Is she on Instagram anymore? What's her name?
She not? Piper. Piper.
I'm not finding her.
I don't know either.
Piper. Oh, I'm spelling it wrong.
It's oh, so P-I-E, weird.
Piper James.
Brendan was the first person on our stories when I opened up Instagram. Oh, yeah. His last post with her was November 29th, 2022.
Oh, that's because I had just followed him. That's why.
Oh. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this worked out.
Wow. Oh no, she posted something 8 hours ago.
With him?
No, by herself. Oh, when they were together, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, she looks really different. I guess it's because her hair is straight in her latest post.
Yeah, I don't think they're together anymore.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's all right.
I wonder if they will ever, I don't know. Anyway. You were going to say something before I said that.
Oh, I was just going to bring up JoJo and Jordan, our faves.
Yes.
They're just like, I feel like they're the first to capitalize off of social media, but in a way that doesn't annoy me at all because it does feel like authentic content for both of them. And I love that they were engaged for 6 years before they got married. Like, I think that
I love that. I love that.
It's just so cute and everyone counted Jordan out. They were like, he's in it for the fame. He wants to be the bachelor. I saw it the whole time. I thought he loved her the whole time. And he did. And now here we are. And they're so cute.
You were so right. I've never been so wrong. And I put him on my traitors list too.
Oh, he would be good at it.
Don't you think?
He would be good at it because he's a schmoozer. And I think that you need those. Because I didn't. I when I was making my traitors list, which we might have to do next week, which is fine with me, I was like going based off of villains, and then I added a couple extra in there because you do need people that are like gonna be sincere in playing the game and like just good at talking to people. And I think Jordan is.
He's a bit of he has a car salesman vibe.
Yeah, he's just corny, and that's fine. He's just like he doesn't seem like a super cool dude, but. He seems to love JoJo, so that's all that matters.
I know. I mean, and JoJo is like, she doesn't have much of a like standout personality either, you know? She's just like really pretty and nice and bubbly.
Yeah. And that's and like enough.
That like they work, you know.
Yeah.
And so sorry everyone, we're like talking about our traitors list. You should know that part of what we wanted to do today, if we didn't have if we needed content, which clearly we don't, was our dream reality dating show traitors casts. And I think we said we were going to choose 10 people and I ended up choosing like a lot more than that.
I have like 40. So yeah. I think it's like, I think it's better if we just.
Yeah. So maybe we'll talk about that next week because both of us have to go. And we can talk about the rest of the couples that we are there any more?
Oh yeah, we're like halfway through.
Okay, we have more.
So we'll pick it up with Raven and Adam next week because I think that's another good paradise couple.
That is a great paradise couple. So we can talk about them next week, and we'll maybe get to our traitors list. And Lovers and Liars starts on the CW on Thursday, April 11th. So the week following, we will talk about the premiere of that.
Yeah. We're excited. So everyone watch along with us.
It's interesting that they went from being on HBO to the CW. Not a good turn.
Yeah, not great. I'm hopeful because Alon Gale, who was the producer of The Bachelor for a long time, is still in charge of it. And they still have Nikki Glaser as the host. So I'm hopeful that those pieces will stick around. I think it's just going to be like less horny.
Yeah, probably. One of the guys from the first season, Casey, is one of the guys, the main people on it. Have you seen any of it, Mary?
I haven't.
Okay. I'm curious to see what you think. He struck me as like very insecure F-boy.
Oh. Do you think I should watch before we do it or just kind of wing it?
I think just if you want to, I say go for it. Like I've only seen season one. I didn't watch season two. But I don't, it seems like you don't, like the fact that they've completely rebranded.
Yeah, new.
And moved to another network sort of.
Feels like a fresh start.
Yeah, like they're going to need to get a lot of people caught up. So I don't think you're going to like miss anything. Yeah, I mean, maybe like mid-season, if Casey's like acting wild, you might want to like.
I'll go figure out what's up with him.
I mean, the production, it's an interesting show. Like, I wonder how it's changed since then because it's like, it's pretty trashy.
I love that. That's my favorite brand.
Yes. We're all about the trash.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's our plan. And we will see you guys next week with more Bachelor Nation couple updates and our Traitors Dreamcast. And if you guys have any like submissions of people you think would be good, like I'm still going to be editing my Traitors list, I think.
Oh, I'm going to add even more.
Because we're doing all reality dating shows. So it's not just Bachelor Nation. It's like Love is Blind.
Yeah.
It's Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, I got it. I don't know that one. So I'll let you take
it. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll leave that off. It's what's the other one? Oh, Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. So many. So join us for that. Thank you all for listening.
Yes.
We'll be back with you next week. And cheers, lovebirds.
Cheers, lovebirds.
Thanks for listening to Can I Steal You for a Minute? Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you like the show, please leave a rating and review. Follow us on social media at Can I Steal You for a Minute Pod and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/Can I Steal You for a Minute.